Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. It's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And always grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listenership. We're having a great jam-packed show for you today. If we're in the cool actors, we have actually a longtime dear friend of mine, actor, producer, Joel Mikley, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guests of the hour, such as Joel Mikley, go to our Facebook page over at Star Wars Entertainment. And then also, if you want like the music we're going to play, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And also, like I said, if you have nice comments or anything like that, I love reading them off sometimes off the air. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at tyrone10 over on formerly known as X, which is or formerly known as Twitter, which is now X, at Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN, as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over there. And then thanks to the hacker there on Instagram, at Tyrone Tan Official over at Instagram. And then also there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan Official over there. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so what we're going to do, normally my guest co-hosts, first I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been on the show throughout the seasons. I want to say thank you. It's always a great fun to have you guys on. But my guest co-host is off today working on a project. But what I do want to do is just say thank you to everybody. It's always fun bantering with my guest co-host. But we're going to try to get to the nitty-gritty because I got a dear friend on the show and we had so much to talk about, but what we're gonna do, we're gonna go cut to the chase and then talk about the movie reviews really quick, and then we're gonna bring in my guest of the hour, my dear friend Joel Mikley. Normally my guest co-host, we would talk about some movie reviews, so I'm just gonna go into it and talk about this one really quickly, and then we'll bring in our guest again. So I got the chance to check out the movie Captain America Brave New World. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Captain America Brave New World, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis. Sam Wilson, the new Captain America, finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must discover the motive behind a nefarious global plan. Directed by Julius Ona and starring the awesome Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Danny Ramirez. They also got Giancarlo Esposito, Asir Haas, Tim Blake Nelson, a plethora of also awesome actors. Now, I got to check it out. I got to see it on the big screen. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I didn't love it out of all the Marvels, but I did like it enough to I guess like it and see it twice. So I saw it twice with two different my friends wanted to see it again. So it wasn't one of those movies where I did not want to see it. I did like it. Don't get me wrong. I did like it. I think Anthony Mackie did an awesome job. Harrison Ford did an awesome job. Everyone did a great job. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie, but it was a good Marvel movie. So like I said, I just had fun with it. If you go in there just thinking, just having fun, it's a big popcorn flick, a lot of action. I love the acting. I had fun with it enough to go see it twice, but if you have the opportunity to see it on the IMAX, I think it's even better, and with Dolby sound I think you'll enjoy it a lot more. But I do want to say, you know, at least like I said, it's number one movie in the world, I believe, right now, so it's doing well. So I do want to put my two cents in there and just say, like, hey, check it out. Go check out. I've been supporting a lot of the Marvel movies for all these years, and a lot of friends involved with a lot of these movies and in general, so I always like to support a lot of them in general, and I wanted to give my little good review there. So again, check it out. It's Captain America Brave New World, directed by Julius Ona and starring Anthony Mackie and Harrison Ford and Danny Ramirez, and Anthony Mackie as
Captain America. Awesome. All right. Well, there's my little quick review. So I'm now excited to bring in my guest of the hour. It's kind of funny of how this kind of came about, but he's a longtime dear friend. I've probably known at least
too long. Don't mention.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna bring him in. We want him to make him feel special. So normally my guest co-host, we would find a way to arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring people in on Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, limos. But you know, we want him to feel like worthy coming onto this show. We wanted him to feel special, so I thought we'd bring an old traditional route, bring him in on like a chariot, make him feel special, make him feel like, you know, he's a cool guy for me. Again, always been loyal, dear friend, never had any issues with this person in all my years in this industry, but mostly he's always one of the sweetest human beings that I know. He is an actor, he is a producer. You probably know him in his movies such as Can't Hardly Wait, But I'm a Cheerleader, Rules of Attraction. He's also was a part of the number one show on Netflix, Obliterated. From the Cobra Kai guys, and he's also in this new movie called The Comeback Trail, which we're going to be talking a lot more. So here he is. Without further ado, I'm going to press the button, bring him into the studio on the chariot, and here he comes. Here we go. On a one count of three, we'll whistle in the horses. One, two, and three. Uh-oh, here he comes. On the chariot, into the studio. He's outside there. Oh, look, he's waving at all the fans over there. They're throwing roses at him. Oh, here he comes. Signing some autographs. There he goes. Stopping for some selfies. Here he comes. Waving to all the crowd. Coming in on the chariot. Here he is. My longtime dear friend. Actor, producer from the new movie, The Comeback Trail. Here he is. Joel Mikely. Welcome, Joel Mikely, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Joel Mikely.
Hi.
How you doing?
I've never been ridden in on a chariot before, and I'm hoping when I exit, I get to go on the chariot once again, but I hope it's on fire. Well, like chariots of fire.
Yeah, well, we always want to make the guests feel welcome, so, and I especially want them to make you feel welcome.
Great, and I love the score we have for our conversation. It's very, right. It's chilling.
Yeah, well, cool. Again, actor-producer Joel Mikely from the new movie, The Comeback Trail, and again, from stuff as Can't Hardly Wait, But I'm a Cheerleader, Rules of Attraction, and the number one show on Netflix, which is Obliterated.
Obliterated.
Obliterated for the Cobra Kai guys. Awesome. Well, welcome, man.
How are you?
Good, good, good. Well,
this is so nutty. You look like such a grown-up doing a big grown-up job here.
Oh, well, it's funny because a lot of people don't know. Like I said, we go way back. You're probably one of my first groups of friends, I would say, in this industry. So definitely, I mean, I don't want to age anybody, but I mean, definitely at least over 20 years in this industry, at least in the business. So, I mean, we could have met at 1 year old, though. So we could have met at
100%, 1 year old.
So, but yeah, but again,
goo goo gaga. That was how I was introed to you.
So, but yeah, we definitely go way back, and it was cool. We share a mutual friend. We'll say what's up to Allie, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so who kind of reconnected us, so to speak. I mean, we see each other through the years. You know, on the carpets and stuff, but this is the first time here on the show.
This is incredible. Well, this studio is amazing. You guys need to find a way to get down here because it's super cool.
I appreciate that. But again, it's so cool. And it's cool to see not only a familiar face to a lot of people out there in the world, but a familiar face personally to me, that to have you and smiling. And not only that, but just healthy and happy and just everything, man. It's really cool because, you know, of course, as you know, we've gone through we've had a lot of friends through the years come and go.
Yep.
And some literally come and go.
Literally.
And respectfully as can.
And but here we are, still standing and still going.
Cool. Well, cool, man. Well, so what,
and making movies. Yeah, so, even more exciting.
Exactly. So what
making
I want to do.
Movies is fun.
I want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, but want to maybe become even more fans. Maybe, okay. You know, so I don't know if you got the memo. The memo.
Oh, here it is.
Well, the memo.
So fancy.
We we like to start off with a hard-hitting question, get the audience get to know you, and then we'll go.
So the answer is no.
The hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
I'm Los Angeles. Uh-huh. My mom went into labor with me in Cantor's Deli.
Wow.
Which is a famous delicatessen in the city, eating a pastrami, and her water broke, and I was like, hello world, and out I came. So I feel like I need to get, you know, just a little more famous to get like a plaque on a booth at the deli, at Cantor's Deli, or a sandwich named after me. So like, you know, if Cantor's Deli is listening right now, I'm ready.
That's awesome. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, be an actor, or behind the camera?
I was one of those kids that came out of the womb.
Really?
Like dancing and singing and just like entertaining and cracking jokes and the whole kit and caboodle. And I said from 3 years old, vocalized that I wanted to be an actor. I actually think I said I wanted to be an actress, not knowing the difference.
Yeah.
And so then I just basically put all my eggs in one basket and now I'm acting and movie making.
That's awesome. Because now, was your family supportive of you getting into showbiz, or was anyone in showbiz at the time, or you just was
it
just?
I knew nobody in show business. My family knew nobody in show business and they were very unsupportive.
Really?
My parents were like, you know, grow up and become a doctor, but I was like fainting when I saw blood.
And
grow up and be a lawyer, and I was very good at school, and I'm very good in a debate, but not of interest. And then they were like, entertainment law, and I was like
so everything but into the show business.
For myself, I went through years and years and years, and it's still a struggle of accepting that I am this clown or this person that is supposed to be telling stories and needs to tell stories to feel fully myself, and fighting against what my parents were ingraining with me, which was not, they were very unsupportive. And then I'm just fortunate enough that I was like, believed in myself enough and put, you know, just fought like tooth and nail. I was like, this is the only thing I want to do in life.
Yeah.
And that became my destiny.
Wow.
So, cause it's like, you know, I feel like people out there that want to work in entertainment, you just have to put yourself out there. I get it. I get when you don't have finances. I get that it's really hard. But if you make it your number one focal point and your only focal point, then it will become that.
Yeah.
And if you have a backup plan or other things, you will always fall into the backup plan.
Now, for you, was there someone that, since you didn't have family in the business or anything like that, who was your inspirations growing up into the industry then? Was there someone that you looked up to? Was there someone that you're like, oh, I want to be just like him or her, or that, you know?
I mean,
was there a favorite actor or actress?
I'm a weird character actor. So yeah, as a kid, I was like super obsessed with like all actors. My number one as a kid, I have to say, was Jodie Foster.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I always looked up to her because I remember as a little kid, and she was, you know, she talked about how she took off time from acting and went to Yale, so she was very like educated, and you know, and winning Oscars, and just like the most brilliant actress of all time, and super trained, and I was like, I want to be Jodie Foster.
Oh wow!
And as a child, I was convinced that one day I would grow up and be Jodie Foster. I wanted to go to Yale like her. I ultimately didn't do that. And decided to stay in LA, and I went to USC. But she was, for me as a kid, she was my 100% my role model.
Wow! Now, have you got to meet her yet? Or no?
Sort of, not fully.
Yeah.
Like I've seen her at parties.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
But she's definitely like the dream person I want to work with. Probably.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would still probably put her as my number one.
That's awesome. For sure. So then, how old were you when you actually physically started the industry for yourself? Was it? I mean, because you said your parents were really supportive, but was there? When did you know, I'm just going to do this? Was there a point where you're like, Mom, Dad, I'm just going to try this out? About, do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, I had several instances as a kid that were pointing me still in this direction. Obviously, I wanted this direction, but, you know, I could sing very well as a kid. I completely lost
my voice as an adult because I wasn't trained. But as a kid, I was almost in the Mickey Mouse Club because my grandmother took me to an open call audition, and I almost got in, and I went down to the bottom, and then my mom was freaking out, and then they pulled me out of the final running at the very end. But so that was the one thing as a kid that happened. And then basically a couple things rolled in a little. I was lucky enough to get my SAG card through a friend as a kid.
Wow. Okay.
And my dad supported it in case I really was never going to give up on this.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, okay, this is an opportunity for you to get your SAG card as a kid, and you're obsessed with this. You can't professionally do this, and we're not going to support you doing this, but we're going to let you get your SAG card. So, so I got my SAG card, and I was, and that was definitely very helpful.
Yeah.
But that was really the only way they were ever supportive. I started doing acting classes, and then I had a manager in an acting class come to see the class, was looking for talent, and was just like you.
Yeah.
Picked me right out of it and was like, you're my, she was convinced, she was like, you're my Orson Welles. I remember like being in her office when I was first starting auditioning and stuff. And she was like, I've got a young Orson Welles. I know it sounds really weird, but I'm telling you, this kid's Orson Welles.
That's awesome.
And I was like, Orson Welles? Who's Orson Welles? Like, yeah. But that's even like more forthcoming because like eventually, you know, I started acting and then I started producing as well.
Yeah.
And, so she saw that. So I started acting, and then I did some like tiny little guest spot stuff, and my parents let me do a little bit of stuff. And then like the second I could drive or anything, I was like, okay, I'm going full time. And they were like, what? This is crazy. They were not supportive, and I just started doing it.
Well, it was funny because if I think back, I mean, then,
it's crazy, yeah, right?
Because when I think back, when we probably met, it had to be at some, through mutual friends. I mean, we grew up with a lot of friends in this industry, but I remember you were just always like kind of life of the party. You're always fun and always, you know, very always sweet to me, and very always just always had a smile, and that was it. I mean, you would come to some of my parties and vice versa. We would just see a lot of each other, mutual friends, but you were one of those people that never had problems with you, so to speak, and you're always just a loyal person, just always been respectful with me, and that was it. And it just kind of, it flashes back when you're like, so I knew it was in the time frame that we could go out and party, at least
sure,
drive around. So that was at least that time frame.
Yeah, as like, you know, as like a teenager and stuff. So then I started doing some like TV little things, like, you know, come driving time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would say the first big thing I ever got, the first like real job I got was in the movie Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
So that basically changed my entire life and trajectory, because at the time, you know, it was a teen movie. For people that don't know it, it was a very big teen movie. It was about a bunch of kids graduating high school and the party that took place in one night.
Correct.
And had all the different social groups in the movie, and I played like the biggest geek in the school. I had like big hair out to next Christmas, and I had a retainer, and I was like on the roof, and I did the Star Wars on the roof and the whole, and I got abducted by the aliens at the end and the whole thing. And that movie at the time, every kid in the city was like desperately trying to get in the movie, including myself. And the fact that I got that like just literally changed everything, because then all of a sudden I was seen as like a movie kid. So before that I had like a few tiny TV guest spots, and then I got, you know, a studio movie.
Yeah, well,
and that just changed the game.
Yeah, and I vividly remember when that came out, seeing you on that, but also because we had, and for those that don't know, it started Jennifer Love Hewitt, it had Seth Green, Ethan Embry. There's so many people.
Everyone's in it. Every person.
Bobby Jacoby was a friend.
Everyone in that entire movie still works like today, like down to the one-liners. It's everyone from Jason Segel to Jenna Elfman to...
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Wow. Yeah.
to Amber Benson, Jerry O'Connell,
That is crazy. Yeah, I told him that. Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah,
Hart. I helped get Melissa in the movie.
That's crazy. But it's funny because, flashback. But that's what I first remember going, oh my gosh, just Joel. Like on the big screen. Because I had, like I said, we had met through the years. But that was, I remember, and for you and a lot of people, I was just like, oh, that's awesome. But then from there, so let's flash forward. From there, you got from But I'm a Cheerleader.
Yeah, I think the next movie I did was, I played James Franco's little brother in a movie called If Tomorrow Comes, and then I got But I'm a Cheerleader, I believe. I think that's the order, or maybe it was Cheerleader then.
But then Rules of Attraction as well, which was a cool film.
Yes, the Rules of Attraction with, James Vanderbeek and Jessica Biel and Kate Bosworth. Based on a Brett Easton Ellis novel and written by Roger, Academy Award winning co-writer of Pulp Fiction, Roger Avery. Like, that was a very fancy movie at the time. At the time, it was based on my favorite book, The Rules of Attraction.
Wow.
By Brett Easton Ellis, who wrote American Psycho and Less Than Zero. And it happened to be my favorite book, and I was obsessed with being in the movie, and I of course couldn't get an audition for it because it's always just been hard. I always had to bang the drum, and I had done But I'm a Cheerleader for Lionsgate, and I called one of the executives, this amazing guy named Mark Butan, and I was like, Mark, you guys are doing The Rules of Attraction, it's my favorite book, I need to be in the movie. And he was like, I can't get you in that movie.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, but I can get you an audition. And I was
that's cool.
I was like, that's all I need. They wouldn't read me. They were saying, because I was in But I'm a Cheerleader, come out before, and they're like, I'm very sweet and kind and awkward and shy in But I'm a Cheerleader.
Yeah.
And then for Rules of Attraction, they needed somebody that was really nasty.
Wow.
And opposite. Tough. And just hardcore. And I was like, I can do that. That's in me somewhere.
Wow.
And I got the audition and I won.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, then, so flash forward from that. I mean, so then obviously from when you started getting like these studio movies, when was the point you think your parents were just, all right, okay, we're just going to, okay, we'll let you go and at least show, at least be more supportive than what they had?
Like, I mean, I had, there was a, between like Can't Hardly Wait, like before Can't Hardly Wait and like But I'm a Cheerleader and stuff, I had no place to live. Like, I was living on people's floors and couches. And so, I wasn't homeless.
Yeah,
I was just living. I didn't have my own space or anything. And I didn't have a car. And I didn't have, I had nothing to my name. I didn't have a penny to my name. And by getting these opportunities and just fighting really hard, I was able to get myself a place to live and then get a car, and for me it was all like the baby steps. And then each movie kind of built off of each other. I mean, But I'm a Cheerleader became like such the crazy cult movie that even now it screens at like the New Beverly, like Tarantino's theater, like four times a year. It was just at Cinespia, which is at a cemetery out here, and there's 5,000 kids there in full cosplay, all the outfits.
That's crazy.
And I talk about it all around the world because it's the number one LGBTQ movie of all time, really, as the indies, and it wins that award literally every year still. So that movie changed the game. It changed me as a person. It changed my perception. It was the first time I started getting recognized and acknowledged as a performer.
That's awesome. And then again, from that, before we go into the nitty-gritty of the comeback trail, you then go to the number one show on Netflix, Obliterated by the Cobra Kai guys. Is that correct? Like, so, I mean, obviously you got to work so much, but then, I mean, I could go through everyone, check them out. Joel Mikley on IMDb. You'll see a bunch of stuff there. But so what's it like working on the number one show on Netflix at one point?
Obliterated. Well, Obliterated was truly a dream come true because it was a show where it's kind of like a Die Hard, but like super comedic. So it was like every day I got to go to work and just chuck jokes at the wall, just improv Olympics. Like, after every take, they'd be like, what else you got? You got another one? And then I'd come, okay, let's go for more jokes. I'll come up with like six more jokes. And it was just a very open environment. And I love those guys. I mean, John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg, Josh Held.
That's great.
They're incredible.
I just got to see some of those guys. I was just they won. I was covering the Saturn Awards just a couple of weeks ago, and I got the because I've been promoting Cobra Kai since they were on YouTube Red, and then now they're on their final season. I'm like, what's it like? Because I've been promoting this show and I'm meeting you guys since way, and so now you get to work with these guys.
They're the kindest guys ever. They're so sweet. They're big Can't Hardly Wait fans, which
that's
is really,
awesome.
Which is really cute. Yeah. And I had met them when, right after I did Rules of Attraction, they were doing Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
They wrote the first Harold and Kumar movie. And I was hoping to be in that movie, but I wasn't. Yeah. And so I sparked up a friendship with them. And then, you know, it's like 20 years later.
That's
and then
awesome.
They're like, let's truck in Joel on Obliterated. And
that's
there
awesome.
I am.
Well, that's cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk more about your career, but also we're going to talk more about your new movie, which is called The Comeback Trail, which comes out. When does it come out?
This week.
And it's your, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But
yeah, it's in theaters and on video on demand. So like Apple, iTunes, all that stuff.
Cool. So we're going to talk more about that. Before that, before we cut the music break, any social medias, anything like that? Or how can people check
it
out?
I'm on Instagram, Joel Michaely for real.
Joel Michaely.
And Michael with a Y at the end, and then the number 4, and then real.
So that's Joel Michaely. That's Joel
Michaely, the number 4, R-E-A-L.
For real. So that's Joel Michaely.
Because I thought, when I got on there, I'm so weird. Like, I get very private about things.
Yeah,
and so I never thought anyone would believe it's actually me. Like, anyone that knows me in my personal life would never think that I would have a public Instagram.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to cut the music break. Again, we're going to come back more with actor, producer, Joel Michaely from the new movie, The Comeback Trail, which is releasing this week. We're going to, this song, normally my guest co-host will introduce this. I'm going to just introduce this right now again. So it's called Jade Pateri. Now, have you ever said the phrase to somebody when you're when you say this is the title of the song. So I'm trying to see if you can say the title. You're like, hey, I'm done with you. What would you say?
Over you. I'm
over you.
Officially.
Now. Over you now. So it's Over You Now is the title.
Over You Forever.
No, so it's called Over You Now.
When I leave this studio, I am over you forever.
Well, this song is called Over You Now. It's by Jade Pateri, who was an awesome guest here. Again, here's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Let me know what you think. And again, I will be back more with actor, producer for the new movie, Comeback Trail. Joel Michaely, again, here is Over You Now by Jade Pateri, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repair. I'm the unworn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm done, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating.
tired, done with asking for what you lacked in. Don't come begging, I'm not forgetting over you now.
All right. That was Jade Pateri with the song Over You Now. If you like that, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check her out. That's Jade Pateri. That's J-A-D-E, P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I, on Spotify, YouTube, all the kind of goods on her socials. Support her. She was a guest on the show. She's an awesome person as well. But again, that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Let me know what you think. But also, again, most of all, support her. Again, it's Jade Pateri, and it's a song, Over You Now. All
right. I just added her on Spotify.
Oh, that's awesome. So did you like the song?
Yeah, I loved it. I just added her on Spotify.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Sometimes people just say that, but you never know. But
no, I did it.
That's awesome. Well,
come
cool.
on,
well,
Jade. Good music.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, we are back here with my guest of the hour from the new movie, The Comeback Trail, actor, producer for movies such as Can't Hardly Wait, But I'm a Cheerleader, Rules of Attraction, and the number one show on Netflix, Obliterated by the Cobra Kai guys.
Yeah.
We got Joel Mikeley.
Well, Comeback Trail stars Robert De Niro, Tommy Lee Jones, Morgan Freeman, Zach Braff, Emile Hirsch, me. Like, it's
that's
a long
awesome.
List of like comedy gods.
Well, cool. Well,
and then me.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to talk to you. Talk more now. Now, since we're trailing out at the end here, so tell the audience about this movie, what it's about, and maybe your character.
So basically, The Comeback Trail is, I guess, out now.
Yeah.
And it's on all platforms, Amazon, iTunes, and theaters as well. But it's basically Robert De Niro is a movie producer. And he discovers that he thinks that he can make a ton of money finally and have if he makes a movie that becomes a disaster. And
oh, wow.
Like if he kills the lead movie star, he can get insurance money and make a ton of dough. So he decides to enlist Tommy Lee Jones to be the movie star of a movie in hopes of him not surviving it. So he makes a big Western action movie and is hoping that Tommy Lee Jones can't handle all the stunts on horses and
yeah.
jumping through creeks and ravines and you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Wow.
But, and so I'm the first AD of the movie within the movie. That's, so the assistant director within it. So if you've ever been on an actual movie set, the first AD is the bossy, crazy, loud mouth, keeps the entire show running.
Yeah.
So I get to, you know, boss Robert De Niro around, Tommy Lee Jones around, and it was an experience of a lifetime.
Well, I was going to say, because number one, first, we have to give props to a lot of the first ADs out there, because they do a remarkable job.
It's the hardest job in the world.
And almost, they don't get acknowledged as much, so props to all the first ADs there. But number two, but just the list alone, when you found out you got this project, were you just like, no way? Or
De Niro was tops on the list of somebody that I would kill to work with. And I, for many, many years, I was like, I want to work with De Niro. I want to work with De Niro.
Yeah.
I want to work with De Niro. And then I got a movie with De Niro, and it turned out to be Drina De Niro, his daughter, who is the loveliest woman ever. I loved her. And I did a movie with her called Freezer Burn. And I was like, okay, well, I fulfilled my working with De Niro fantasy. Like, I did it. I guess I'm never going to work with Bob. But then years later, after I did that movie Freezer Burn with his amazing daughter Drina, who I adore, I had the privilege to get the phone call to be able to work with Robert De Niro.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, so I guess secreting that stuff actually does work.
That's awesome. But also,
I got to work with the whole family.
Yeah, but then, you know, you got Tommy Lee Jones in this, Morgan Freeman in this, Emil Hirsch, Zach Braff. I mean, there's so many people, and that's awesome.
It's a crazy laundry list of actors, and watching those actors work every day was incredible. Like, to see the level of preparation that Robert De Niro puts into it, and the level of preparation that Tommy Lee Jones puts into it, and then De Niro loves like improvising and having a good time and finding the scene, and then like Tommy Lee Jones is like very like focused, and once it's served up just the way it's written on the page, and it was very fun adapting to both of them, and I think they're so brilliant in this movie. In my opinion, they should both be nominated for Academy Awards next year, but it's a big comedy.
Yeah.
And they generally don't nominate for comedies.
Well,
but this is a comedy that everyone can watch. It's really hilarious. It plays incredibly well with an audience.
That's awesome. So, well, what would you
I'm
think?
Very proud of it.
What would now getting to work with those types of? I know you've worked with so many great people in general, but specifically on that particular movie, what do you think was your takeaway from now being around so many at one great talent at one point? You know, seeing this, was there one takeaway? Okay, I learned a little bit from this, a little bit from him, and this and that, or her.
Yeah, I learned a lot. It was really fun. It was amazing because I feel like day one I was really tested. I came up with some like improv and some jokes, and that weren't written on the page, and I pitched them to the director who then was like, I like it, let's bring it to Bob. And I was like, Bob? And they're like, yeah, Robert De Niro. And I hadn't even met him yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And they like walked me over, and they're like, this is Joel, this is Bob. And I was like, hello. And they're like, I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. And they're like, pitch your joke. And I was pitch the joke, and De Niro looked at me and he laughed.
Yeah.
He laughed right in my face. He's like, it's funny. It's funny, kid. Let's put it in the picture. Like literally like in a movie.
Yeah.
And so I got like a laugh and a nod out of him. And then I felt comfortable to improv and have a good time with him. And that entire sequence and that entire day was all on my end improv. And he was loving it. And so we just like bonded and had like this exceptional first day together, where it was just basically me and Zach Braff and Robert De Niro, and we were just, the three of us were like giggly. We just had like the funnest day of like laughter, and I was like, okay, I can do this movie. We're good.
Well, it's cool. I'm also like
And also I felt really comfortable because I knew his daughter, Drina.
Yeah.
And I also said, I was like, I'm friends with Drina. I did a movie with her. Yeah. She's incredible. And I think that also helped break the ice.
That's awesome. You know,
besides also, I think I pitched a good joke.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. So that's called The Comeback Trail. It's directed by George Gallo. Is that correct?
Yeah. George Gallo, who wrote the original Bad Boys movie.
Yeah.
And he also did Midnight Run, which is a De Niro movie. Yeah. De Niro and Charles Grodin, which was one of my favorite childhood movies. So working with legends, icons, literally.
Well, so again, you could check out Joel Mikley in The Comeback Trail. It's out now, and it's on the streaming platforms?
Yes, you can watch it right at Amazon, iTunes. You can also see it in theaters. You can see it on whatever local cable service network you have.
And it's with Robert De Niro, Tommy Lee Jones, Zach Braff, Morgan Freeman, Emil Hirsch, Shirley Ralph, Eddie Griffin, Patrick Muldoon, a dear friend as well.
Muldoon.
There's so many awesome, Kate Katzman.
Kate Katzman's amazing. Female lead, and she's wonderful in the movie.
And it's cool to see, I was visually watching the trailer as we're speaking, just to see, and it's cool to see you on that trailer with all these people back to back to back. You see, it's awesome.
It's wild. Yeah, I'm up in that trailer, but even more so in the movie.
That's awesome. Well, again, check out Joel Mikley, and it's inspiring. Not only, I mean, we got to wrap this up. I know it's already coming. It goes by so quick, but check him out. Again, it's called The Comeback Trail. It's out there right now. Also, you could follow Joel, but you know, it's so inspiring to hear your story, but also I know you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. The show is ultimately about inspiring others. So what inspirational messages, Joel Mikley, actor, producer, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actor, maybe a producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
I mean, I feel like what I said, what I said before sums it up. Just no backup plan. You just go for gold in anything that you do. Like whatever your dream is, to become a doctor, to become a lawyer, to become,
yeah,
just be the best at what you do and put it out there into the universe, and it will manifest.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a totally believer in speaking things into existence as well. And you just proved to yourself, you wanted to work with De Niro. Now you got to work with De Niro, but also you want to be in this business. You got in this business. So you're definitely living proof of that, my man.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been more foreign to me.
Yeah.
It really couldn't have.
Well, dude, I want to say congratulations on all your success. Very, very proud of you, my man.
Thank you.
It's so great just
Thank
to see you,
Tyrone.
No, and I mean that sincerely.
Love you.
Love you as well. You've been a very dear friend, loyal friend, and also a friend that a respectable friend as well. And every time I see you, always put a smile on my face as well as it. You're
Don't
just
make me cry. Oh.
But you're awesome. So again, one more time. Again, that's the Comeback Trail. Check it out. But also, you could follow you one more time at
Joel Michaely for real on Instagram. Michael, MICHAELY, the number 4, real.
All right.
Oh, well, my gosh. That's the worst.
Well, cool. Again, that's at Joel Michaely for real. Again, check him out. The Comeback Trail out now. Check it out. And then anything else coming up? Anything else?
In April, I have St. Clair starring opposite Bella Thorne and Ryan Phillippe.
That's
it's great.
Awesome.
It's wild movie. It's like a teenage, college American Psycho with Bella Thorne, and she's incredible.
That's awesome.
She's a great girl. I love her.
Well, cool. All right. Well, God bless you, my man. God, you know, seriously, I'm very, very proud of you, man.
Thank
seriously,
you.
Check out Joel
Thank
Michaely.
You.
Check out the Comeback Trail, and then coming up also the St. Clair coming out.
St. Clair.
And we'll talk
oh
to you.
Oh my!
And God bless you guys all. I love you guys. I appreciate all you guys. And again, Happy New Year as well. I know we're just now coming into the second month, but I gotta appreciate all your guys' listenership. God bless you guys all, and like to end up my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.